Sam Freeman doesn't need to worry about that because he's got the former local now slaying him up north, Ben Thompson, who rides Lyre in the Tats Tiara. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Michael.
1 a.m. tomorrow morning. I might have said this morning. So 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. So Benny Thompson, that was a good call to put Ben on. He's been in rare form in recent weeks up north.
Yeah, he's riding really well, and he's on one of the emergencies. So obviously, if it gets a run, he's got to ride it. But yeah, it's good to get his services on Lyre. She's been in good form by her last run, so this is her final run of her career. So hopefully she can go out with a good one.
Was there any excuse last start?
Not too sure, not really. I mean, it was, you know, probably banged on about it. It was very firm the other day, and maybe just a bit older that she's getting, she probably needs a little bit of cutout. So a little bit of rain, hopefully, on the day or something like that might help. But, yeah, not too sure what to put it down to. She'd been very consistent prior to that.
Are you still up in Queensland?
No, I'm back down in Melbourne.
Will you bounce back up and then on the Saturday or Friday?
Yeah, I haven't had that discussion with the boss yet, but yeah, there's probably a chance I'll have to fly up Saturday morning.
All right. Well, she'll be an each way chance in her farewell run on Saturday. You've got a number of horses that are also entered at Caulfield on Saturday. Who are you going to head there with?
Look, I've accepted with three. I think it's looking like only really Bedford will probably get a run. Wilmot Pass might be an emergency, and Evening Glory, he may run Friday on the synthetic at Ballarat. So probably just Bedford. He's in very good form. Should be very hard to beat.
Yeah, it was a tough watch the way the track raced at Sandown last start, but she hit the line really well. I'm hearing it may not be as wet as we may have expected at Caulfield on Saturday. Would that concern you if we were just into the soft range on Saturday with Bedford?
No, I think that he's very adaptable. He's run big races on very firm tracks as well. I think soft tracks probably bring some better horses down to his level. But he, yeah, I think the start before it was a good track and he flashed home. So, it wouldn't bother us.
Does King of Hastings go around on Saturday as well up north?
Yeah, well, we've accepted with him, but we'll just wait and see. We may wait and head to the Sunshine Coast for a 1,400-metre race. So we'll just see how he draws. And again, keep an eye on the weather. He probably was in a similar boat to Lyre last time. He'll probably just jarred up a touch. So we may look to wait for the sunny coast for him.
All right. Can you win the first at Cranbourne today? Jamie Carr's on board Elusive Express. What can you tell us about this Jackalbury, two-year-old filly?
Yeah, she was bought bought off a trial in New Zealand. Andy Williams and helps when your racing manager's a Kiwi as well, so Brad Taylor keeps an eye on the trials over there. So she was bought from over there. We syndicated her amongst a lot of our clients, and she's done everything right. She's, you know, had a few little barrier mishaps, but in her work and everything, she's shown pretty nice ability for a filly that's probably bred to get out over a little bit further, albeit she is related to Condos Express, who's been quite sharp, but she's showing nice ability. She could get it a little bit wrong today, but I'd expect her to be one to follow going forward.
Okay, so you think she is sharp enough to win over the 1,200 on debut?
Yeah, I think she's won a couple of trials. They've been quite small fields, and she's led them up and kicked away, but you know, stickier gate today. We'll probably leave it up to Jamie on how she begins and where she settles, but I think she is a filly that's got scope to end up out to a mile in time. So if she's winning today, she could have some promise going forward.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.